7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Girls Committee. Yes, another very exciting episode of the Dubious Girls Committee coming at you live from the Cow Bowling Alley. Oh, look at all these cows enjoying a lovely game of bowling today. Here in the Cow Bowling Alley. Yeah, I think that guy just got a strike. No, he wasn't very happy. That guy just got a gutter ball. Yeah, lots of excitement today here in the Cow Bowling Alley. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what the hell are you doing in a cow bowling alley? Well, it's way too hot to go outside today, once again. So we can't even go down to the creek or do anything fun. Oh, and now my cat has shown up. Oh, Tobe, you brought your cat to the cow bowling alley? Of course I did. Hi, Pep, are you enjoying all the cows? She was up watching some cows do cow bowling. You're a cow bowling fan, aren't you, Kitty? Kitty cow bowling fan. That's my fluffy thumper. So, if it's too hot to go outside and we're stuck in the cow bowling alley today, what are we going to do? Well, I'm not entirely sure. The truth of the matter is, not only is it strangely hot, I got up a kind of late, and it turns out I actually have to do something today. I have somewhere to go. I have somewhere to be in 5 hours. And so, yeah, this is a time crunch, because now I got to start planning out my day so I can make it to this thing, and it's hot, and blah, 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 but I have to go outside. And so, yeah, am I going to phone today's show in? Well, I kind of want to. That's why we're at the cow bowling alley. Right, Peppa, you love cow bowling. And, yeah, that's the other thing is I don't really have anything for you today. What interesting topics of discussion do we have for Dubious Goals Committee today, Tobe? Not much of anything. Unless you want to hear about my brilliant ideas that I had last night. Yeah, shortly after midnight. Oh, man, my brain kicked into high gear. And I started thinking up the best ideas ever. And one of those best ideas ever, I wrote down on this piece of paper. Where did I write it? Right here. Yeah, okay. Two of the best ideas ever. One of them is my idea for robot conversation. Or alien radio transmission conversation. I have this idea that I'm trying to see if I can get this together. Where I want to have... Oh, some kind of radio ambiance. But the only thing that you're hearing through the radio is, you know, like some kind of conversation between flying saucers. Or maybe, you know, an away party, a landing party of aliens radioing back to their mothership or whatever. I want to make this, and I want to make about an hour of it. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a real pain. And if you're wondering why I would do this, this is an idea for my show, which may or may not happen, depending if the venue ever gets in touch with me. They did not contact me again this week. So I don't know what's happening, but anyway. So I thought of a way to do this without, you know, making it too much of a pain in the ass. What the hell is wrong with my cat? Hey, what are you doing, cat? You're a kitty. You're a funny kitty. And so basically I had to write a note to myself that says Aries tapes FX processor, unintelligible. And so, yeah, this is something I don't even think I can explain it. But basically, somewhere in the back of my mind, I've got some weird idea for making alien radio conversations. And if I do that, you'll hear some of it, I'm sure. I wrote something else on this piece of paper based on something I heard. And I forgot about this until just now when I wrote it. When I saw it written down, I mean, when I read it. And that is this. You know, I am often told that I am my own worst enemy. I think that's interesting. I am my own worst enemy. Is that true? Is that false? Yeah, it's probably true. So, okay, so if I am my own worst enemy, how do I remedy that situation? Well, you know, according to Sun Tzu, you should exploit your enemy's weaknesses, right? And since I'm my own enemy, I need to exploit my own weaknesses. So how do I exploit my own weaknesses, Pippa? How am I going to exploit my weaknesses? I'm sure once I figure that out, we'll have a lot of problems solved. But yeah, going to have to give that some consideration. One thing I don't have to give any consideration to whatsoever is this tea. What are we drinking today? We got the Yunding. Yeah, I got the Yunding Jiguanyin out here today in the cow bowling alley. So, yeah, win. But that's not the most important thing. Oh, so good. I thought of something yummy and delicious to eat last night, but I didn't actually eat it. This would take some effort. And you know how I feel about effort. Oh, good tea. But what I was thinking was, here's a new side dish. I don't know what you want to serve this with, but basically, it's sweet potato fries Alfredo. Now, I'm not particularly thinking fries so much as I'm thinking like crisp-cut or waffle-style fries, sweet potato fries, or you could even probably just do this with slices of sweet potato. Or for that matter, just baked sweet potatoes. But yeah, you make some of these fries. You can fry them up or you can just bake them or do whatever. And then, you serve them up with some Alfredo sauce and some sprinklings of Parmesan Romano cheese. Okay, right? Now you might be thinking, Tub, that's insane. No, I'm right. Think about it. Work it. And the only reason that this came up in my brain was because I've been eating a lot of sweet potato fries lately, and I'm going over to my friend Brian's house today. That's what I have to do today. Did I not mention this? I got to go over to Brian's. And about a year ago, he got me hooked on eating sweet potato fries and various sweet potatoes, other products, sprinkled with like Parmesan cheese. And yeah, it sounds like a weird idea, but it really, really works. I couldn't believe it myself. You know, it's Parmesan cheese. It's kind of salty, kind of very salty. So you get that salt in that sweet potato, and it, yeah, that balances. And then the flavor of the cheese sort of goes with. I don't know how this works, but it just does. And ever since I had that at Brian's house, every time I eat sweet potatoes, I got to get out some Parmesan or some Romano. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. And I started thinking, what else would be good? What would be a good dipping sauce for sweet potato fries? And somehow, yeah, it was basically, I set up a train of thought in my head that went, okay, well, what's good with Parmesan and Romano cheese? And, yeah, Alfredo sauce, and, you know, right? Trust me, this is going to work. And it's sheer brilliance. Sheer brilliance, he says. And drink some more of this tea. So I thought about that all night. Well, for about two and a half more hours before I went to bed. Went to bed kind of late. Got up a little bit late. Today's Saturday and I got to do some laundry. Because I only did half the laundry I was supposed to do. And I did it late. Like on Monday or Tuesday this week. So I got to do real laundry today. It's not a lot. I only have to do 2 loads, I think. If that. So, 2 loads of laundry. And then I got to eat my lunch. And then, I have to go over to Brian's to play some pool. We're going to play some pool in his basement, which has recently been remodeled. I haven't seen it yet. I'm pretty excited about that. I can't wait to see it. My friend Brian, he's very into rebuilding his house. He bought an old house in kind of a classic Omaha neighborhood. And when I say an old house, pretty damn old for Omaha. It's just the neighborhood. Hold on a second. Ow. Whew. So this is a house that's, being updated and upgraded and brought up to code. This is a house that's old enough that it had features that are no longer allowed and, things like that. But he's also managing to reclaim some room and just doing cool stuff. So, can't wait to see what he did with the basement. I can't believe he pulled out that old oil tank. It's there's the whole story behind his house and what he's doing to it. It's funny. It's funny, but it's awesome too. I can't wait to see the basement. Because the basement is also kind of your classic 70s style game room. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, dark paneling. No. He's just got the pool table down there, the dartboard, the foosball table. Was that Doug's? And I think there's some... Oh, the pachinko machine, which is another topic of discussion for later tonight. He wanted to ask me some questions about lights. I think he wants to get that thing up and running. And so, probably going to swap out all the lighting for some LED stuff. Do some cool things to it. So that'll be fun to think about and hack on. The game room. Yeah, I just wish he had a bumper pool table. I'm actually kind of looking for a bumper pool table so I can give it to him and say, here, for your game room. What else does he have down there? Is that where he lifts? I think he's got some weights down there for working out. And at one point in time, I thought he was going to put a drum set down there. Remember, my friend Brian, he wants to start a drumming. But he can't start until the house is finished. Or he wasn't going to start until the basement was finished. This is what I was told last year. So I'm thinking about buying some drums. When? Oh, like in a year when the basement's finished so I can play down there without disturbing anybody. That's the other thing. He wants to be a drummer, but he only wants to play electronic drums so he can, wear headphones so he doesn't wake people up because he's going to be playing the drums between 4 and 5 in the morning, apparently. Yeah. Right? And so... I was getting excited, thinking, yeah, let's get this basement done so you can get some drums so we can jam, so we can make some music. But yeah, no, now I'm being told that that maybe the music studio is going to be on the 3rd floor of the house, which now needs to be finished before any musical instruments are purchased. Yeah, okay. So yeah, another one of these people who think they have just all the time in the world. I'll just work and work and work and work and work and work and work, and then when I have all the work done, then I'll then I'll play, and I'll better myself, and I'll learn things, and I'll become a good human being, and I'll learn to make some music. Yeah, that doesn't work that way. The longer you wait, the worse it gets. Yeah, so anyway. Now I'm just looking for some students, I guess. Because I got that thought in my head that I want to teach synth. How come people can't do this? The reason I'm thinking about this is because, again, last night while I was sitting here, I was watching some TV, I was watching videos on, you know, the alternate internet tubes. I saw a video. Another one of these videos where this guy goes to all this effort to either build something or to save up his money and buy. And it's a big deal. Okay, you know, it's wow, I can't wait to do this. Oh, I could do so much. I can't wait to get this. This is really going to expand my horizons in synthing. And so then they get this thing, or they build it, and then they make this video about this masterpiece that they've created with this new thing that they have, and it's absolutely terrible. It's like, okay, wait, you just made that, and that's all you're doing with it. It's okay, you bought that thing, but the only thing you're going to do with it is this? And they fail to explore the complexity of their tool. They fail to understand the new horizons that it's opening up for them. Now, Tob, what do you mean? It's like, okay, well, how about this as an analogy? Imagine you save up your money for a few years because you think, my life will probably be improved if I own an automobile. Now, this is especially true in America. Let's say that you are living in the United States and you have a crappy life and you're poor or whatever, and basically you go to work, you walk to work, you walk to the store, your life is crappy. And you think, you know, the quality of my life could be improved if I had an automobile. If I had an automobile, then I could drive around places. I could get a better job that's further away from where I am, so I could earn more money to help support me and the car support. Ow. Oh, hold on. Wow, that was. I'm a little messed up today. I slept kind of weird, and so I slept fairly good, but I don't know. I messed up my back. So anyway. My point is, imagine you buy a car thinking that it's going to really expand your horizons and it's going to do so much for you, because it could. A car is a tool that will allow you to do many other things that you couldn't do without it. So let's say you buy this car, and then the only thing you use it for is to sit in and turn the air conditioning on when you're hot. It's like, oh, I feel hot, I'm going to get in my car. So you get in your car for 10 minutes and you run the air conditioner. And that's the only thing you do with it. And then one day you realize while you're sitting there, oh my God, this thing has a radio. And so now you can sit in the car and listen to the radio. Okay? This is the analogy here. The actual purpose of a car is to transport you from place to place. That is the actual purpose. This is what broadens your horizons. This is your tool. The radio and the air conditioning, these are just weird little amenities. These are not... This is like... Oh, look, my hammer has a non-slip grip. Instead of a smooth wooden handle on my hammer, oh, I've got this grippy stuff. Okay? This is an amenity to the tool. This is not the tool itself. This does not affect the function of the tool. And this is what's getting on my nerves about people and technology these days is, oh, I'm going to buy an iPhone. I know a lot of people with iPhones. I don't have one myself. And the only thing they use it for is to play swipe games and to send instant message. Okay, you know it's a phone, right? You know that's a damn computer in your hand. You could do it, right? Okay, so when I see this this idea happening in music, it really annoys me. And I saw a couple of these videos last night. Oh, look, I got this cool thing. And then it's just beep, boop, beep, boop. That's all you do. The rage. And now I can't even remember why I flew off on this tangent. What was I talking about?
Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon. But they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you.
Japanese Carbidon.
La 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 la. Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me
Japanese Kabedon.
Yeah, I'd be upset too if all the other students called me Japanese Kabedon. Could be worse though, I guess. I guess you could be called Cheese Gyudon. Gyudon. A Chigyu. Do you know this one? Chigyu? Don't be a Chigyu. It stands for Cheese Gyudon. Don't be a beef and cheese bowl eating jerk face. Yeah, I guess I probably shouldn't be talking about things like beef bowls when I'm hanging out here in the cow bowling alley. Might get some irate cows. Irate cows tend to stampede. Do crazy stuff like that. Ugh, and we can't have that. Oh gosh, I gotta get some exercise. I'm all weird. I can't go outside and walk around. I'm gonna have to go to the mall and start walking around like an old person. So I'm all stretched up and warmed up for tonight's, you know, game of pool. I have a feeling I'm gonna be playing some nine ball tonight, and I have a feeling that my back is gonna get weird. So I'll probably have to take some ibuprofen right before I go. That was the problem I had yesterday too. My back was being real twingy and very strange and just being a bad idea altogether. And I said, why is my back being such a bad idea? And it's not as bad today, but every once in a while I just get these little stabby stabs that are not fun. Whoa, that guy just must have gotten a strike. Yeah, it's getting pretty rowdy here in the cow bowling alley today. Good thing I got plenty of tea to drink. Oh, that's so delicious. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, and the other good news that I forgot to tell you was that I'm going to order my VCA. You know that quad VCA I've been talking about getting for the last couple months? Well, there's a big sale going on at this one place, and they just happen to have it. And so, yeah, I'm going to get my VCA. And I'm looking at filters and stuff, too. I'm looking at all the filters that they have on sale for their big sale. And it's like, yeah, okay, I've been looking at that one. I know that's a good one. And I've been looking at this one, and that's kind of the one I want. So I got to do some comparison shopping here and figure out how good these prices really are. And maybe I'm going to be ordering some synth modules. And I still got to get some little component parts, too. I still need some jacks, and I still need some resistors and some capacitors. And there was one other little doodly diddly thing. Oh, 4069s. Does that place that I get my jacks from also have 4069s? I don't know. I gotta look into that. And if I find anything interesting, I'm gonna build something interesting, and you'll probably hear it here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe.
This is the end of the line for me.
End of the line.
The end of the line, yes.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks,